can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. And you guys really wanted the travel stories part two, like ASAP. We got messages, comments. We get it. We're here. We have the second half of these stories. And before we get into that, life updates. I feel like I was telling mom today, I was like, oh, Gabby's at the gym. She's like, great. I haven't talked to her in 6 days. And now she's about to be gone again. Literally. So yeah, we haven't heard from Gabby. This is really great that we're talking right now.
I know. I called her on my way home from the gym, but we'll get into that later, but I have been non-existent this week. But I talked to you guys last week about going to Marco Island, how I was so excited. It ended up being a really good weekend, but it had such a rough start because if you know Florida, so I live on the east coast of Florida. Marco Island is on the west coast where Lexi lives. It's only like an hour and 45 minutes away from me. But there's only two roads that I can take to possibly get there. So there's like the middle of Florida is absolutely nothing. It's the Everglades, swamps,
forests.
Like literally no one lives really in between the two at all. So there's one road that is like Route 41 just on like the southern side, like closer to me. Or there's then like 75 up north, which is to get to Lexi, I take 75 because she's more up north. But because Marco Island is more south, Route 41 is the closest, like, by far. So, we start a little drive to Marco Island. Everything's going swell. We get about halfway on Route 41. All of a sudden, a cop car is completely blocking the roads for wildfires. And there's nothing you can do but U-turn and drive the entire way back to go to the other road. So, we literally had, like, maybe 30 minutes left of our drive. And, okay, no, maybe, like, 45. And we had to completely restart our drive, drive more north to then drive all the way over to then drive south. So it was a rough car ride dealing with that because that was just so annoying. Like literally when I tell you like we were dead middle in the road that we had to basically like completely redo our drive. So that was a little rough. It ended up taking like 3.5 hours to get there instead of like 1 hour and 45. But then once we got there, it was so worth it. It was absolutely beautiful. The resort was definitely busy. It was Mother's Day weekend, so like there was a lot of families, but I feel like we rarely came in contact with anyone. Like we still had so much room to ourselves. Like as soon as we got to the beach, they set you up with like chairs and umbrella. The water was beautiful. It's so crazy how different the beaches are just from one coast to the other coast of Florida, even though it's literally less than a 2-hour drive. But there were so many shells everywhere. The sand is so much different. The water was beautiful too. There was no like seaweed or anything in it, which is great. So we were in the water a lot and just on the beach, just relaxing, ate some good food over the weekend. That's pretty much all we did. Like we did, had a great weekend of relaxing, which was phenomenal because then I come back and I was at the gym. I was supposed to be at the gym just like 4 to 10 every day this week. And that turned into 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. every day this week. So that's I've had wild. Like 10-hour gym days, hence why I haven't talked to my family because they work like normal people. So, but normally I call them on my way to the gym because they're already out of work. But because I was going to the gym at like 1 p.m., they were still at work. And then I got out at 11 p.m. when they were already sleeping. So I literally didn't get to like fill them in on anything all week. But we had our second round of evaluations, which was like our level assessments this week. So it was really, the first 2 days were, well, they were really, really long days. But the first two were definitely exciting because it was my first time going into a level assessment knowing that I was coaching a world's team. So, like, it's my first time really being involved in the whole picking a team process and, like, literally kind of getting to handpick our team out of everyone that was there for the level assessment. Because when I coached level assessments last year, I was put on the world's floor. But at this point, I didn't know I was coaching LJ yet. So, like, I had no say in who was on the team. Like, I was already just brought into it once all of that was complete. So this whole week was really kind of like kickstarting LJ stuff. So that's why I had to be at the gym so early. So it was worth it because we got a huge head start on everything. We had another like uniform meeting. So that's all finalized. And then it was just like level assessments for everything else under the sun. Like literally every single team, every single athlete was in our gym this week doing level evaluations. So every coach was there for every single hour in session. So it was definitely a long week. And now we go into our staff cruise this weekend, which I am so grateful for and blessed that that's such like a such a special thing that Top Gun Miami does. I know like a lot of gyms do not do that. The fact that I get to go on a free cruise with all my coworkers, and the bonus is that I'm dating a coworker, so we get to on the cruise together, which is super nice because not only do I have my friends there, but obviously I have Justin there, which is just like the perfect mix of everything. So we go on, it's like literally the exact same cruise that I already did a few months ago, but it's like flip-flopped around. So we go tomorrow morning, we have to meet at the port, we go to Coco Cay on Saturday, Nassau Bahamas on Sunday, and then back to Miami on Monday. Just a short weekend cruise, but it was amazing. The last time we did it, it felt so much longer than just a weekend. So I'm excited, but because I've been in the gym so much, I feel like I'm so behind on everything work-wise. So definitely have a busy night tonight. I haven't packed a single thing. I need to film a video. I need to get work done. We got a lot to do. But I did get my nails done today, and I just am here to say that I hate pedicures. I love my nails. And she was such a sweet little girl. Okay, she was not little girl. She was definitely younger on the nail tech side. But she was, like, so proud of my nails, and she, like, asked to take a picture. And she was just so attentive to details, but I was there for so long because she, like, anything that wasn't perfect, she redid, which I absolutely appreciate because most of the times you have to, like, beg for them to redo something. So I loved her, and she was awesome. But I'm so glad so many of you agree because I put on my Instagram story, like, does anyone enjoy pedicures? Like, I'm confused because this is not enjoyable. So many people replied and said they absolutely hate it. And I'm like, thank you, glad I'm not alone.
I've had one or two my entire life, but I feel like they were pleasant experiences.
Oh, I hate them. I'm fighting for my life in that chair. My foot is so ticklish. I'm like, my foot is literally just twitching and shaking, and I'm like, just paint my nails, play with my fix up my cuticles. Give me like a calf massage and just paint my nails and that's it. Just, you don't need to massage my foot. It's too ticklish. I don't enjoy it.
Interesting. Is that all you've got for us?
That was everything. Yeah, that was it. I literally had no time for anything else this week.
So on your staff cruise, is it like you can just do whatever you want? Do you have like mandatory things?
So we haven't done the cruise in a few years because of COVID. So the first year I was invited on the staff trip, because it used to be you had to work at least 3 years in the gym before you got an invite. So Justin and I's first year was supposed to be the COVID year. So it got canceled. So this is my first year on the cruise. But we did a trip to Key West the last few years to make up for it. But because we were just in Key West all staying at the same hotel, we had like mandatory, we did dinner 1 year, and then we had just like bonding and fun games a few other times the second year. But I don't know what it's going to be, because normally I don't think so. Like, probably the first day on the ship, we'll probably just all hang out with each other because we're just on the cruise. But I think when we go to the ports, we're allowed to just kind of do whatever.
Interesting.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. Next week, I'll have my better updates.
Well, I had an amazing staycation last weekend at the house. It was so nice to just be home, read by the pool, go in the pool.
I feel like you guys were really using the pool.
Like, it was incredible. But then I went back to work and it was very busy, which is good. I've been wanting it to pick up at work with patients and whatnot. But yeah, it was quite busy this week. So I'm kind of tired. Last night and tonight, because we had leftover supplies, so I made it all again for myself. I made Nashville hot chicken sandwiches.
It looked so good. I was so proud of you.
Freaking.
You don't normally make like chicken meals.
Good. It was so good. And then I made it again. I had two sandwiches today. It was so good.
No, it looks really good.
We did air fryer chicken. So this is what I did. I'll walk you guys through step by step.
I was gonna say, is it breaded or just?
So we got chicken breasts. I cut them into like more manageable sandwich size pieces of chicken. I ended up cutting them too small, so I put two pieces on every sandwich, but it's okay. I dipped them in a little bit of egg wash with a little bit of so like I cracked an egg in a bowl, put a little bit of milk, whisked it all together, dipped them in that, and then I dipped them in like a mixture crumbs? Of flour, panko breadcrumbs, salt and pepper. And then I drizzled on top a mixture of melted butter with hot honey and a little bit of brown sugar. Air fried them. Then tossed them and mixed them in a bowl with the Sweet Baby Ray's Nashville hot sauce. Topped the sandwich with homemade coleslaw. And it was amazing. It was truly amazing. So I had them again for dinner tonight because John's at work and I'm by myself. And why does my Ring notification always go off when I'm podcasting and I'm convinced that I'm about to be murdered? This always happens when I'm podcasting home alone.
Is it just wind or is it just someone driving down the road or what picks it up?
Last time it wasn't even like the notification for the camera. It was like someone's missing dog or found dog. Mm. Again, lost golden like doodles. That. Someone lost Aww. Their golden doodles. Sad. Yeah, just the app. Anyways,
okay, my microphone is sitting on my chest right now and my stomach just growled and I have a feeling the mic picked it up.
Great.
So if you heard that, I'm so sorry, but some ASMR for you.
Lovely. Sean and I have been doing weekly date nights where we eat out once a week and it is so nice. We've been cooking at home every other night, but it is like such a fun thing. And granted, we like go to the restaurants near the house, but it's really nice. So I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to do that tomorrow night. And I've just been feeling really out of my social media game. Like, I am behind on YouTube editing. I feel like I have absolutely nothing to film. I'm not motivated to post at all. I don't know what's going on. It might be because it's like slower with, like, I haven't had like a brand deal in a while. So I might just be like, I'm like, when I have a brand deal, I have deadlines and I have to get things done. When it's just on my own, normally I have no issue with that. I just like crank out content. But lately I'm like, I'm doing the exact same thing every day. Like, I have nothing to take pictures of. I have nothing to film. So yeah, that's where I'm at with social media in general. Pop culture wise, what am I watching? I'm watching the most recent season of Love Island UK. We'll see how long lasts, but it's a good background show. Who's your favorite right now? I like Lana a lot, and I think she looks exactly like Emma Roberts.
Okay, I see that. What part are you at?
I don't even know the girl's name. Came in and like took Ron right away. At like, she was like a new person coming in and took Ron, but now he's telling Lonnie he's not really feeling her. Tanya and Shaq just went to the hideaway.
Is it Ellie? Is her name Ellie?
You could tell me her name. Yeah, she's blonde.
Well, unfortunately, someone takes Ron a few times, so I don't really know which one you're talking about.
Well, yeah, true, because Tanyelle already took him once. She's blonde.
I might have made that up.
You literally could tell me you know her name, and I would be like, I don't know.
No, I have her face in my head. I'll keep talking. I'll look her up and make
sure. Yeah. We'll see how... I'm like, oh my gosh, there's still so much
to go. Oh my God, but Will? Is Will not your favorite?
Is he the farmer?
Yes.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
I love him.
He's always a good time. I love him.
And I'm so happy that someone came in and like really liked him, because for a while nobody did.
I know. Also, I remember her from saying that at the beginning. Okay, her name's Ellie. I didn't know that until after I watched the show and TikTok clips started coming out.
I remembered her right away. So yeah. I finished The Inmate by Freida McFadden on my Kindle, and then I started Ward D, also by Freida McFadden, on my Kindle, and I am loving it. She can do no wrong.
How was Vanderpump Rules?
Oh my gosh. It was juicy goosey last night. So
I feel so left out, but I just know that there's no way I could get caught up on everything.
I mean, a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon and only watched like the last season, like this current season. So, you know, you could, but I suggest watching it from the beginning, but it is a lot. I've been watching it for years now. But anyways, it's just like unreal to me that like people sign up to have all of their dirty laundry like aired on national television. Like, I literally got to watch the aftermath 2 days after this whole scandal broke, and like watching their first conversation together, and like it was wild, and I can't wait for the reunion. It was so good. But yeah, it was really...
Did you listen to his podcast on Howie Mandel's?
Yes. I've talked about it on the podcast.
Well, then did you listen to Howie on Nick Viall's podcast?
No.
That was a good one, because I really recommend that. I listened to that on one of my drives to or from Orlando. But Howie and his daughter on Nick Viall's podcast, and...
Do they finally admit that they're idiots?
Like, why everyone hated him, even the daughter was... Yes.
Okay.
Basically, Howie says that, like, he promised Sandoval the only way that he would come on is if Howie gave him a safe place and just let him tell his side and didn't question anything. The thing that Howie kept questioning is, like, why is it a big deal? Everyone thought, like, what do you mean? Like, of course cheating is a big deal. Like, how is it? Like, everyone hated Howie for that, supposedly. I didn't listen to the Howie one. But Howie came on Nick Vial's podcast and was like, the reason I was saying that is like, everyone cheats. Why is this cheating one specifically? Like, why is the White House watching the Scandoval? Like,
yes, why is and this no, a though, big deal? Because Howie specifically said you weren't married, so who cares? Like, no.
But Nick kind of like goes in on him in the podcast to like make him realize. But the daughter's sitting there the whole time. Like, she's like, I had like a 4-page questions to ask him, but she wasn't allowed because it had to be a safe place. Like,
then don't have a good him on podcast. The podcast. Listen to that one. Anyways, he is just like the stuff he was saying. Like, at one point he said, all she would have had to do is follow me and know I wasn't going where I was telling her. Like, what? What? Who like says that? And then he was like, every time I would go to tell her what was going on, I just had this feeling she didn't want to know. Obviously, she didn't want to know you were cheating on her with one of her best friends. Like, what? Just the stuff he was saying. I'm like, you're such an idiot. And then all the stuff's coming out that they already broke up. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
No way.
I don't know if it's true. Ariana says she, before she went to New York City last night to go on Watch What Happens Live, there was a letter on the counter from her to Tom. So she doesn't think it's true. Other people have said it is true. I don't know. But yeah, that was wild last night. And then the reunions start next week, and it's 3 reunions in a row. And then since Bravo is like, I'm pretty sure they're owned by the same people that own Peacock and NBC and all of those.
And the reunion's like now, right? Like, it's going to address everything?
Well, it was end of April that they filmed it. So yeah. Yeah. It'll address everything. Yeah.
Yes,
the scandal happened, came out March 3rd. Yeah, so that all is addressed in the reunion. But Peacock's releasing uncut, like, extended versions of the reunion the next morning on Peacock. So you already know I'll be watching those uncut versions. We love Peacock.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
So yeah, that's my little spiel on that. Why don't we hop into our favorite this week? What do you got?
All right. My favorite is the Canon G7X. I think the one I have specifically is the Canon G7X Mark II. It is definitely old. It is like my first vlog camera I've ever had. We used it to take pictures all weekend. I've been like dabbling into it here and there, but all weekend we took pictures. One, it makes me feel like I'm on like a 2006 family vacation and I love it. But two, the quality is unreal. Like, unedited, straight off the camera, they are such good pictures.
You're going to have to show me. Do you put the flash on no matter what?
Yes, no matter what.
And you just have auto settings?
Pretty much, yeah. The only time I really have to play with the lighting is between, like, if I'm outside and really bright, and then, like, if it's somewhat dark. But I, other than that, yeah, it's on auto. The only thing I adjust is, like, the little things that I would adjust normally for a video. I don't really play with the ISO or any of that.
Okay, I need to start using it. That's, yeah, you've inspired me. My favorite this week is my new gym bag from First Form. I finally upgraded to like a regular big girl real gym bag and got all these accessories. I got a barbell pad so that when I do my squats, the little bar doesn't hurt my bony shoulders. I got
such gym girl
a weight belt because Sean says once I start squatting like a certain amount, I need to be wearing that so I don't hurt my back. So I got one of those. I got the ankle strap so I can do cable kickbacks and grow my glutes. You know,
Are you down to go to a SoulCycle class when you're here?
At least one.
Okay, well, I have classes to use and I'm scared to go alone.
Why do you have classes to use? So we're going together.
I got not like a sponsorship, just they gifted me classes.
How many?
Can I have them? Until you're here. I think 5. I don't know.
Can, like, I doubt they're
transferable. But I at least need to go with you because I'm scared to go alone.
Wait, yeah, I want to use those. I want to go like a bunch of times when I'm there. So
I kind
of
want to do, I want to do a video on my channel where I try a different workout class every day for a week. But the only thing is like SoulCycle doesn't let you film in it. So that kind of sucks. I would just have to give like my opinions on it. But I think that'd be a fun video. One, because I want to find out what workout class I love anyway. And two, I think it'd be fun, but I don't want to go alone. I would do that with you. At least like, to the first time I go, I don't want to go alone. Once I know the process and the check-in and all that, then I'm fine going alone. But it stresses me out to go somewhere new for the first time alone.
I
know, it's been my whole life.
That's okay. I'll do that with you. We can do Pilates.
SoulCycle, I want to do Pilates. We can do boxing. We can do F45, I guess. And then maybe like an Orange Theory or something. I don't know what else is around.
We've tried Orange Theory. We died.
I know. I'm going to get to day 5 and I'm going to hate my life. But I think for the video concept and like really like forcing myself to try them all out, I think it'd be so fun. Well, fun maybe not the word. an experience, an educational experience would be more the word.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that with you. Okay. So yeah, that's my favorite. It's a great bag. I'll show you sometime.
Love that.
Okay, great.
Sounds great.
Why don't we hop away from our own lives and hop into your lives and read the rest of these travel stories. I could have
kept my travel horror story of my drive to Marco Island
for the beginning of this. Well, you already said it, but
if you guys... That was a travel horror story because...
Yeah.
But then the whole way home, we ended up coming... I had to call, the sheriff's department of Collier County, and I was like, are the roads open? He was like, yep, they should be. They opened yesterday. I was like, thanks, great officer.
Oh, so you but guys chanced time, it and took the other way home instead of 75?
I called before to make sure because we were scarred. But it was so much faster. But the whole way home, I had my head on a swivel. I wanted to see a Florida panther or a gator so bad. I didn't see anything.
Mm. Sad.
All right. Very sad. It kept saying panther crossing, and I'm like,
yeah, they always say that. That's one thing I've never seen. I've seen a gator. I've seen turtles. I've never seen a bobcat or a panther.
Even though I put a lot of my life online, there's parts of myself that not everyone gets to see.
Kind of like what you keep in your underwear drawer. We don't need to see that.
Exactly. Speaking of underwear, this episode is sponsored by MeUndies.
MeUndies is a celebration of what makes you who you are underneath it all. They know comfort better than anyone, from undies to socks to bold apparel like onesies and dog hoodies. We love that.
I love browsing the MeUndies website because they have so much to pick from just basic neutrals for like everyday wear or crazy patterns that just make you laugh.
I personally love how many different styles they have because for me, comfort is key. It does not matter how cute they are. I will not reach for them if I'm not comfortable.
So to get 25% off your first order plus free standard shipping, visit MeUndies.com/outgoing.
Remember, if you're not satisfied, your purchase is on MeUndies. That's 25% off your first order at MeUndies.com/outgoing.
You can start. I feel like I've been talking a lot this time.
Okay. Hey guys, it's not a horror story, but my fiance and I decided to go to Disney for the day this past March. We left at 7 a.m. from New York, landed in Orlando at 9:30, went to Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Magic Kingdom. At midnight, once Magic Kingdom closed, we took an Uber from Grand Floridian to the airport, slept in the airport in one of the booths in the food court, and we're back home in New York by 9:30 the next morning. It was thrilling and crazy, but so worth it.
I'm exhausted. Horror story? That sounds awesome.
She said not a horror story. Do you listen?
Oh, you're right. I clearly not. I was just thinking because the episode is travel horror stories, but that is I wish I had your level of spontaneity.
Right.
Is that the word? I've always wanted to do that. Just book a flight, literally go somewhere for one day and just do everything in one day. Yeah, I'm sure you're exhausted, but that was probably so much fun.
Yeah.
You didn't have to spend money on a hotel.
Right. That had to be pre-reservation Disney days.
Yeah, when you could just go everywhere. All right, next one. It was Christmas time, and my family and I were flying to see my grandparents in
Minnesota.
Montana, Minnesota. What is MN? Minnesota.
I think.
We go through security, and there's a guy trying to shove a full-on hula hoop through the scanner. TSA quickly realized that was not going to work, so they ended up using the hand dye on it to look for residue. I just remember thinking, who tries to travel with a hula hoop? Fast forward, turns out hula hoop guy is on my flight. The flight attendants made him stick it in the crack between the wall and the last row of seats because that's the only place it would fit because it couldn't be in the overhead bin. Fast forward again, and midway through the flight, it came loose and starts rolling down the aisle. I guess if anyone was wondering, you can travel with a hula hoop. I just want to know the reasons. Why?
Aren't they why do we have to bring our $2 from Walmart? I mean, maybe that's he has a special hula hoop, but... feel like that could have been bought at the destination and pretty cheaply.
I agree. I have to know the reasoning. There's got to be a story behind it. There's no way it was a normal hula hoop.
I don't know. We'll never know.
I know. Ugh.
Okay, this one is long. That's why you wanted me to start so I'd have the long one.
I didn't, but that worked out well.
Okay. So my freshman year of college, I was traveling from Southern California to Northern California, which is basically a 600-mile travel distance. And at the time, I was roommates with somebody that is also from the same hometown as me. So we decided to take the Greyhound all the way up because for some reason, her mom was against the Amtrak. We're going through the Greyhound all the way up north. Mind you, this is a 15-hour bus ride. The ride is so far that there's boring, uncomfortable, small seats, and it's just not the most pleasant thing. But I'm just kind of not thinking about it because I just want to get back to college. Eventually, we hit Sacramento, 500 miles-ish by now, and apparently there was a snowstorm happening more north, and it was pouring rain. Like, pouring rain out of nowhere. Like, I'm talking, we had clear skies, 80-degree weather, and now it's pouring. So we stopped at Sacramento because we had a transfer bus where we needed to switch buses, which is about an hour and a half driving distance. But we get to the train station, it's 10 p.m., we've been traveling for 12 hours at this point, and suddenly all of the TV screens with the train schedules go red, like it was the Purge or something. They all said canceled. They cancel all of the buses. Mind you, again, I lived at the dorms at this time, and I was a freshman, and we were just stranded an hour and a half away from where we needed to be, and classes were going to start that Monday. This was Saturday night to go into Sunday. So we start freaking out right in front of the entire station. Everyone's going crazy because no one knows what to do, and we're stranded, and there's no airport. There's nothing. We're stuck. We have class, and we need to get home, and we just can't stay there. But there was a group of girls around us that was about six of them that looked like college kids, and they came up to me and my roommate and basically asked if we wanted to split an Uber. And we're like, okay, bet. By the grace of God, we actually got an Uber. He picks us up in an Uber X, pouring rain. These Uber rides are like $100 on normal days, so I'm pretty sure it was $250. But it was split between all of us, thank God, because the broke college kids struggle really do be a thing. But anyways, on the way up, me and my roommate realized that our dorm does not open until 9 a.m. on Sunday, and we were going to arrive at 6 a.m., meaning we had nowhere to go, and they weren't going to open it up for our luggage. It was pouring rain, and so we were like, what do we do? We were freaking out. Midway into this car ride, one of the other girls had mentioned that she was also living on campus, but hers was off campus a bit, so they didn't have regulations on time. They could come and go whenever. Anyway, so she says we can stay with her and sleep on her couch until the dorm opens up the next day. So to quickly recap, we are in a car full of six random girls, have no way to get back to our house, are about to sleep on the couch of a random stranger, literally strays off the street, until we can go to the dorm. By this time, we're exhausted. It's already been 20 hours of travel, but we go to this girl's house. We sleep on her couch for a bit because it's a small couch in a small room in campus housing. Eventually, we wake up, and it's still raining, but we call an Uber to come get us, take us to our dorm, and we finally get there. To this day, I have never done the Greyhound all the way back home. It was a traumatizing experience. Also, kind of ironic side note, the girl that we ended up staying at the house was actually friends with a friend of mine that ended up being my roommate after freshman year. So sophomore year to senior year, we had our own apartment, and she came over, and I was like, man, she looks so familiar. And then I realized, what a small world. You let me sleep on your couch on a down bad night. You just know people in my life. But yeah, that was wild. Never again.
As much as that was a horror story, you had lucky girl syndrome that everything ended up working out for you to get home.
I can tell you, I would have been in a car that drove me to my death, probably.
Yeah. Like, what are the odds? Like, oh, college girls. Oh, they just happen to go to the same school. Oh my God, I can't get in my dorm. Oh my God, I live right there. You can stay with me. Everything just worked out so swimmingly.
Yeah.
I would have been stranded.
Gabby would have just called us crying and just would have sat there.
I don't know what I would have done, to be honest.
Yeah.
Next one. Both my husbands and my family live in Milwaukee. He was in the Air Force and is stationed in Oklahoma. After New Year's, we were supposed to drive from Milwaukee to Oklahoma, which is about 12 hours in one day. My husband had gotten sick 2 days prior with a bad cold, or so we thought. I felt fine until the day we woke up for the drive, and then I noticed I started to have the same bad cold. We found out right before we were leaving that we both had COVID. We both had over 100 degree temperatures, chills, body aches, and headaches. We had to do a 12-hour drive in a blizzard while feeling like absolute dog crap. I could barely stay awake for the life of me. Luckily, my husband is an absolute trooper and let me sleep while he did the entire drive. Wow. Yes, I was a passenger princess. My heart rate was sitting at 110 for the entire ride. The snow was so bad at times we were going 30 into 70 on the highway. On top of this, our tire pressure light came on 2 hours in. Nice. Oh my God. We finally made it to Oklahoma 15 hours later. I've never experienced a more miserable travel day, but we also couldn't postpone the drive because he had to get to Oklahoma because of the military. Yikes. Car rides really test your relationship, though, so I'm glad that, like, that was at least a positive out of it. Like, nothing happened. He just let you sleep. Poor man. But you got a good one.
This is where Gabby and I differ. I really don't like car rides, and she does.
See, but I'm always a passenger princess, so it doesn't bother me.
I mean, when I'm with Sean, I am too, because he gets car sick if he's not the driver, but I still don't like it.
It doesn't bother me. Could sit in a car all day.
Okay, wow. Back to back really long ones. Thanks, Gibby. Let me start off by saying that this story is so long, but it was the worst experience ever. Over spring break, my family, grandparents, aunt, sister, and I went to Hawaii. We had two flights, a three-hour flight from Des Moines to San Diego, a six-hour layover, and then a six-hour flight from San Diego to Honolulu. We board our first flight, and my sister, who is 10 years younger than me, sat by the window. This is important. I sat in the middle and my aunt's in the aisle. I put my headphones on, and they're noise-canceling, so I end up falling asleep right after we took off. I have the biggest fear of puke. I don't think I have even been sick in more than 10 years because I will not allow myself to. I cannot be around anybody who is sick, I can't watch it in shows, and I start to panic when I'm near somebody who is throwing up. Anyways, 45 minutes into the first flight, my aunt wakes me up by shaking me and telling me to wake up because my sister was puking. I shoot up immediately in my seat, and my sister is covered in puke. She didn't know what she needed to throw up until it was happening. But it was all over her. Her white sweatshirt, the window, the seat in front of her, her blanket, backpack, my blanket, and my sweatshirt. I immediately start having a mental panic attack because I was stuck in between two people. I could not move, otherwise puke would get on more of me than it was already on me. People around us start handing us wet wipes and Kleenexes, so I start to clean her up and I use one of the bags from the back of the seat to put all the wipes in it. I don't know how I ended up getting her sweatshirt without getting anything on her. I don't know how, but I ended up getting her sweatshirt off without getting anything on her. I told her that we would take her blanket and go to the bathroom to clean her up more with paper towels and water so she would wash her mouth out. As soon as the words leave my mouth, she starts gagging and pukes again. Luckily, I was fast enough to get a bag in her face before it was all over us again. After this, I think I blacked out because I don't remember how much I ended up getting, so I could get a bag to put all the dirty items in something. We get two trash bags from the flight attendant, one full of dirty things, another so that she continued to throw up for the remainder of the flight. We get to San Diego, and thank God we switched airlines, so we had to get our luggage before checking them again, so we can get clean clothes out of the bags before our second flight. We get the clothes, have the layover, and no issues, and then we get on the second flight. We end up having to sit on the plane on the runway for 5 hours before takeoff because they kept having issues with the amount of fuel. We then had our six-hour flight to Honolulu, and once we got to Honolulu, I stayed up for another 3 hours while everyone else slept and did laundry at the hotel. Thank goodness they had a hotel laundry room. We ended up traveling for over 26 hours, and I only slept for 30 minutes on that first flight. The rest of the trip was a blast, and she wasn't sick again.
Nope, that'd be the end of us.
That you guys asked our biggest fight. Me
on a flight,
that would
be it.
That'd be it.
100%.
I certainly wouldn't do your puke laundry.
Absolutely not.
Maybe it's because we're not.
I mean,
10
you
years
see,
apart,
but you deal with Sean getting sick on a flight. I can't.
Dude,
Lexi gets motion
so
sickness.
Like
all of a sudden now, Lexi has motion sickness if it's contagious from Sean, and I tell her to grow up.
No, I don't get pukey motion sickness. I just get like a headache. And it's like when I'm in the
car
pukey, and
I'm
on my phone. Sean throws up on multiple flights since we've been together. But he's good about it. Like he just
Never
keeps
on you
to himself and,
like, and
throws up in a bag and then
silently.
Rallies. Like he's completely fine. When I puke, it's game over. Like my whole body's out of commission.
I hate puking, really.
But yeah, no, my motion sickness is just like a headache. And it's mainly like when I'm in the car. He gets like motion sick. Like can't go on rides at Universal if they're 4D. On a plane, if he doesn't take Dramamine, he will throw up. Like, he's got bad.
That would be the end of us. I couldn't do it.
You're going to read the next two. Because they're short.
Fine. This one's really short. Some random guy got my number off my bag tag on my carry-on and proceeded to text me saying that he enjoyed seeing me on the flight. The audacity.
See, that's why mine's not on.
Well, one, yes. But two, I would just pretend like it was the wrong number. It wasn't connected to me and never reply.
I'm sure she didn't.
Next one. My family was waiting at baggage claim and we all got our luggage besides my mom. After a little bit, we see this one bag come out and it was opened and pieces of clothing were scattered. My mom's suitcase zipper had broken, assuming when they threw it on the belt, and all of her underwear were around the suitcase on the very top. Funny to witness, embarrassing for my mother. Not only embarrassing though, like
I would be so mad. That my clothes are just everywhere. And you probably definitely lost some.
Oh, I would be so angry. Oh my God.
Okay, next one. I entered on a 10-hour flight from San Francisco to London. They just finished boarding and allowed the last passenger on, which he ended up being seated by me and my family. He ended up being on what he said was too many melatonin gummies before entering the plane, that he fainted on the plane. He needed the oxygen mask on him mid-flight, leading him to be passed out for around 5 hours. After waking him up, we still had 5 hours left of this flight. He ended up causing a ruckus for those last 5 hours, started yelling that someone stole $3,000 from him while he fainted. Said they stole his suitcase, which was false due to him actually putting it in the overhead bin himself, but he was so out of it that he forgot. Then he started yelling at the flight attendant that he didn't get his meal on the flight because he was asleep. Ultimately, he got caught vaping on the plane, leading to the London police ready for when he got off to be arrested and ultimately banned from British Airways.
I don't think those were just melatonin gummies.
Girlfriend, those were way more than melatonin in those gummies.
He was on something. He was definitely on something.
Oh, that sucks, though. That's a long flight to be stranded with, like, a loony.
There's nothing worse than that. Like, can't we all just be normal humans on an airplane? And I'm not talking about the babies are one thing. That doesn't bother me. I get that. The grown adults that either are Karens and throwing fits or just like, you know the plane rules. Just be a law-abiding citizen for the remainder of the flight.
Be normal.
Normal. That's all you got to do. Or just keep to yourself. I don't know. You could be weird. Just keep to yourself. Just don't involve anyone else. All right. Next one. My family and I were on a trip to, where is that?
It is an island nation in the Indian Ocean, Mauritius, off the southeast coast of the African continent, east of Madagascar.
Okay, they were there in 2015. We live in Birmingham, UK, so our first flight was from Birmingham to Paris, then a stop, and then Paris to the island. The first flight was fine, and we made it to the second flight in good time and took off. About 3 hours into the flight, the pilot announced there was a medical emergency and they needed a doctor. My dad, who's a doctor, shut his eyes and pretended to sleep because he hates helping in situations like this. Granted, he's an eye surgeon and probably not a lot of help in a general emergency problem. Anyway, a little while later, the pilot then announces they have to turn the flight around because a lady is seriously unwell. At this point, we are flying over Ethiopia, so we turn back and land in Cairo, where the lady is wheeled off the plane into an ambulance. At this time, Egypt was undergoing a huge recession, and we later found out that she actually passed away from a heart attack because the ambulance wanted a bribe from the airline before they took her to the hospital. So she died on the runway as a result. No way. Meanwhile, on the plane, we were waiting to take off again and get to the island. 1 hour goes by, then two, and we still hear nothing. 7 hours later, literally just sitting on the runway with barely any food or drink, the pilot tells us that the time has elapsed that the crew can work, and they need a rest before they can work again. We were all hauled off the plane and had to wait another 3 hours for our bags to come because of a mix-up on the luggage belt, and then we were put on a really nice hotel for 12 hours until the crew could fly again. After all that, we headed back to the airport in Cairo, ready to get back on the plane. We get as far as the departure gate when the Egypt airport staff locks us into the room before we get on the plane again and tells us they won't let us go until we each paid them $20. Imagine there's a whole plane full of people, so that's a lot of money. One lady got super annoyed and started screaming at them. Then I think they got scared and let us out. Finally, we land, I think, 2 full days later than we originally planned, and we were given vouchers for the airline for a free flight sometime in the next year. But when we actually went to use them, they never worked, and the airline basically gaslit us into saying our story never happened. Live, love, Air Mauritius. It's a great place, though. Defo should be on everyone's bucket list. That sounds like
a movie that literally sounds plot. Like We're the Millers.
Mixed with, like, Manifest. Yeah. Like, getting off the plane and no one believes you that the story happens. Yeah, that's that poor wild. Lady, though. What? That whole family should sue everyone. That's terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Offer some cash. Her life was worth more.
I agree. Okay. Short and sweet. This last one right here. We were going on a road trip that was like 8 hours. My brother was a baby and sitting in the row in front of me, and he peed. It went through his car seat and all over my feet.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Was his diaper not on right, or he peed that much that like
it just went everywhere? It was an 8-hour car ride, and I guess he just kept going.
Terrible. Lexi pooped in a bag once in a car.
Yeah. That is true. I really had to go to the bathroom, and we had a plastic bag, and we were like stuck in like gridlock traffic. Like, there was no moving. So it was either I literally go to the bathroom on the side of the road and probably get arrested, or use a plastic bag. It wasn't my finest moment, but it was an emergency. I was not pooping my pants.
I don't know how you like can't just hold it.
You've never had a bathroom emergency where you literally can't hold it?
No, Lexi, I've never pooped my pants.
I mean, I've never pooped my pants either. I solved my problem, but you are so unrelatable. It is unreal.
I just hold it. Even if I have to go that bad, I'm not, like, my body is not just going to let me go in a car.
I can't with you. You act like it is just like, oh, I just couldn't wait to, like, expel my bowels in a plastic bag in the car.
But I'm saying, like, I genuinely don't get how you couldn't control it.
Okay, Gabby. You need some life experience.
No, I'm asking a question. No, I'm genuinely, like, asking a question. Like, your body really can't just...
Do you really want me to go through the medical mechanism of your inner sphincter? Your sphincter
was pushing it out.
No, because sometimes if you're having stomach problems, it doesn't recognize that as a bowel movement, and it doesn't block it using your smooth muscle and your nervous system.
But this also wasn't like a one-time thing.
Yes, it was. I've never
pooping in a bag, yes.
Yeah.
Forcing me and mom to pull over somewhere so you can go to the bathroom.
It's called IBS. Welcome to my life. Wow. Welcome to the chat where I've had stomach problems.
Do you poop in an airplane bathroom? I hate airplane bathrooms.
If I have to go to the bathroom, but like if I have the option and I'm fine and can wait, I wait like an adult. I'm potty trained.
That's questionable.
Jeez. Guys, I think we should make Gabby switch lives with someone less fortunate for a couple days.
I didn't think I was that privileged of just having control over my bowel movements.
You are very privileged in many ways, and having a healthy digestive system is just one of them.
Yeah. Well, we discovered last week I'm a headache girly, and all of a sudden you turned into a headache girly, but normally you're a stomach girly.
Don't put that back into my life. It's been a couple days. I haven't had my 4 p.m. headaches.
Good job.
Did I tell you, this is a really random tangent and we can get off in like 2 seconds, but I ordered Sean and I Ancestry DNA kits. They were on sale and I was like, let's do it.
Let me know what your ancestry is.
I will.
So I don't got to do one.
I will definitely let you know. Sean said, what if we're cousins? I said, I'm more concerned that I'm not as Italian as I thought.
Well, we were driving through like the middle of Florida and there's like the Miccosukee reserve. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, me and Lexi were convinced that we were part Indian for like 15 years of our life until my grandpa told us that he made that up from day one.
Native American Indian, not...
That's Indian. What I'm saying. Like I'm the clarifying. Like the Miccosukee, yeah. Native American Indian. Like Cherokee and stuff. And my grandpa made that up from day one.
I don't know. Maybe not. I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, keep me updated.
It said it shipped and then...
What do you do? Is it like a spit one or is it like a blood one?
You know, I really don't know. It was an impulse buy. It was on sale for Mother's Day. It was 2 for the price of 1. So I just went for it.
BOGO Ancestry.
Yeah.
Fun times.
All right. Great. So thanks for listening.
I have so
Gabby's got stuff to do and I have bed to go to. I'm tired.
And I'm on a cruise this weekend, y'all. Back in the Bahamas.
Keep me updated, please.
I will.
You'll
without
have
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be at my house
try to bid.
Reading.
Everyone, please cross your fingers and say the, like, I'm so lucky and everything works out for me, manifestation for me.
Oh, it
because
does for
I really
you
want
always.
A balcony room. I really want a balcony room, but they don't, because I'm part of a group. Oh, it was unsuccessful, everyone. It didn't work.
Don't worry. You'll show up and they'll be like, I'm so sorry. You have to go to the penthouse suite.
No. I mean, we'll see, but as of right now, it says offer unsuccessful because you have to, like, bid on an upgrade. You can't just pay for an upgrade.
Interesting.
And it said my bid was weak, but I bid a decent amount of money. That was the same amount of money that I almost paid for a whole cruise. So, like, it wasn't that weak. Other people must be paying a lot of money.
Wow. That's weird. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
Bye.
Bye.